This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating a cardiology consultation on patient Lewis, L-E-W-I-S, the second, first name Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, date of birth November 4th, 1969, date of evaluation October 31st, 2024, referring source, Washington Care Center. Chief complaint, 54-year-old African-American male with syncope. The HPI, the patient is a 54-year-old male with a history of diabetes, hypertension, and syncope, who more recently underwent amputation of the second left toe, period. In October of 2024, he had been sent to the emergency room, at which time he was admitted with an unwitnessed fall, period. He had reported multiple episodes of dizziness on standing and had fallen a few times, period. He was found to be orthostatic, with blood pressure 124/87, lying, and 79/57 sitting, period. He was subsequently given IV fluids and ultimately discharged. His discharge diagnosis included orthostatic hypotension, next number, syncope, next number, chronic kidney disease, next number, recurrent falls, period. Next number, recent diarrhea, period. The patient is referred for continuing treatment and evaluation, period. His past medical history is not listed above, includes diabetes, next number hypertension, next number DVT, next number peripheral vascular disease, next number orthostatic hypotension. Past surgical history, he is now status post-amputation of the second left toe. His medications, aspirin 81 milligrams one daily, the continuous blood receiver, freestyle library, 14-day reader, continuous blood glucose sensor, freestyle library, 14-day sensor, Norco 5/325, one every 4 hours, PRN pain, insulin pen and needles, atorvastatin 40 milligrams HS, vitamin D2 50,000 units capsule 1Q weekly, gabapentin 300 milligram 1TID, insulin, Novolog, 6 units with low-carb meals, and 10 units with high-carb meals, period. Insulin, aspartame with niacinamide, administer 15 units direction, administer 15 to 30 units subcutaneously. Insulin glargine, 36 units at bedtime. Insulin Lispro, 12 units subcutaneously, 3 times daily. Mitodrin, 2.5 milligram PRN. Thiamine, 250 milligrams, 1 daily. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Family history, unremarkable. Social history. Patient has recent alcohol use, period. He has history of ongoing cigarette smoking, period. Allergies, avocado and ginger. The review of systems. Constitutional. He has had late game. He report night threats. Oral cavity. He has oral cavities. He has upper dentures, cardiovascular. He has had DVT, period. Gastrointestinal. He has had diarrhea. Neurologic. He has paresthesias. Endocrine. He has history of diabetes. The physical examination. The blood pressure, 192/120, pulse 104, respiratory rate 20, height 74 inches, weight 239.2 pounds. In general, he's alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The extremities reveal amputation, period. The impression, this is a 54-year-old male with multiple medical problems, period. He has history of syncope. He further has history of orthostatic hypotension and diarrhea, period. He has multiple risk factors for coronary artery disease that include diabetes, hypercholesterolemia, and hypertension, period. Currently, his blood pressure is not controlled, period. The patient has history of DVT as noted. He has evidence of peripheral vascular disease, period. The plan starts Xarelto 2.5 milligrams BID, cilostazol, CILOSTAZOL, 100 milligrams POBID, enteric coated aspirin, 81 milligrams 1 PO daily, Lipitor, 40 milligrams 1 PO daily, carvedilol 6.25 milligrams on PLBID. Follow up within 4 to 6 weeks. Of note, he had EKG performed. EKG revealed sinus tachycardia at a rate of 102 beats per minute and was otherwise unremarkable. Again, I will see him in several weeks, period, will attempt blood pressure control, echocardiogram in the future. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.